My guest today is Philip Holmes, who is a director of the Baltimore Area Nonprofit Vehicles for Change. Phil, perhaps you just set the scene by telling us a little bit about the mission, if you like, of the organization.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Judith. Vehicles for Change, our primary mission is to take car donations from the public, and we fix up the cars and we award them to low-income families throughout Maryland and Virginia, and more recently we opened a program in Detroit, Michigan. And when a family gets a car, it helps them get better job opportunities. It strengthens the families because you can go to after-school activities, you can take vacations. And we have a real problem in the Baltimore area with access to jobs and public transportation. Our second mission is to help people get marketable job skills. So we have two programs that help. The first is we train people in 8 days to learn how to be automotive detailers. And after they finish their training, we help them get jobs with auto detailer companies. And our second and larger program is we're training men and women to become auto mechanics because there's a shortage of auto technicians. And we're training men and women who were trained initially while they were in Maryland prisons. So it's a reentry program, and we're doing paid training at release. And the moment they're ready for competitive employment, we're placing them with car dealers, with AAA, with a number of auto programs that have supported our program.
Now, how do you actually identify these people? Do you have some sort of relationship with the prisons? How does that come about?
There are 5 training programs in 5 separate prisons in Maryland, and we literally go to the prisons. We meet with the inmates who are taking the training. We market our program. We work with the instructors who are doing the automotive technology training. We work with the staff who help people as they're leaving prison. And then we work with parole and probation to make for sure that they can, in fact, come to our program and participate in paid training. Our detail training program, as well as our automotive training program, we work extensively with great community-based programs who help with housing. They help as needed with food, with counseling, with access to recovery services, the whole mix of supports that we need in Baltimore if we're going to be successful bringing people back from prison, embedding them in our community, helping them to get jobs, helping them to reunite with their families, and never to go back to prison.
Now, how does the community of Baltimore have access to this? I mean, if somebody was wanting to be part of this, wanting to take advantage of the facilities that you are training these people for, how do they actually follow through with that?
Great question. I would urge your listeners to enroll at the Mayor's Office of Employment Development. They also are urged to get on our webpage, www.vehiclesforchange.org. And they're also, when they go to community programs, they know about us. And it's easy to make a referral to us. It's as easy as a phone call or an email.
I've been speaking to Phil Holmes, one of the directors at Vehicles for Change. For more information, the web address, as Phil mentioned, is vehiclesforchange.org. Phil, thanks so much for coming in and for all the good work that you do.
Thanks, Judith. It's a pleasure to be here.